Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I wandered in to Southwest Plaza Mall yesterday. Boy, that was depressing.
Whoa.
Yeah, that was real sad. But anyway, they got this fun little vintage store in there that I like to go into from time to time. I bought a couple more Blu-rays yesterday. I'm going back to physical media.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm kind of tired of it. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. I need a digital detox.
Absolutely.
In the biggest way possible. But believe it or not, in the sparsely populated Southwest Plaza Mall, I bumped into a listener. She's like, "Are you Jeremy?" And I was like, "Yes, I am." And we kissed, and I gave her a piggyback ride. And then we started talking, and she was just talking about her kids and how she likes to listen, and my kids, and we talked about summer camp and blah, 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 and things going on this summer. And she started talking about how she's got a couple young kids, and every day that they go out to summer camp before they go, she's got to, like, sunscreen, like, four kids.
Oh.
And she dropped a funny line as she was talking about it. She was talking about her kids being so squirmy, and every day it's like she's lathering them up, and nobody's paying attention, and it's getting in their eyes, and then it's on their clothes. And she goes, "It is literally the worst 5 minutes of my day." She's like, "It's trying to get these kids lathered up with sunscreen." And I was like, "Hold up. That's a funny line right
there.
Yeah. That's funny, because I feel like everybody has, like, the worst 5 minutes of their day. Like, you just kind of dread it every day. Something's going on. It's a mundane routine task or something. You're like, damn it. This is the worst 5 minutes of my day."
Yeah.
I was like, "You better be listening tomorrow a little after 8 o'clock. I was like, "I'm going to bring you up." So shout out to Shelly. Hi, Shelly.
What up, Shelly?
Hey, Shelly and your greasy children. Thanks for the show topic.
From the sun.
But with full of UV protection.
You know?
So yeah, I'm going to throw that out there. What's the worst 5 minutes of your day? 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. I threw this up on my socials yesterday, and a lot of people sounded off. Mary said daycare drop-off, you know, sitting there for the you know, 5 minutes, getting rid of your kids for the day, and she says it's kind of sad. And she just kind of sits there for about 5 minutes. She's like, "I'm kind of sad. I don't get to see my kids for the rest of the day." That's the worst 5 minutes of her day. Somebody else said that they've got one of those Roomba vacuums that they hear kick on, like down in their basement or whatever, and inevitably this Roomba gets stuck underneath their couch every single day. And they said that is the worst 5 minutes of each and every day, is the stupid Roomba that's running, and it gets stuck under the couch, and they spend about 5 minutes trying to get it out. I was like, "No, that's damn funny."
Yeah.
That's the worst 5 minutes of the day.
I wouldn't like that either.
I see the lines ringing, 303-691-1649, if you'd like to sound off. Katie, what's the worst 5 minutes of your day?
Okay, so I had to think about this, and I came up to the conclusion that me getting ready for the next day is what irritates me, because I have two things that I have to do to get me ready for the following day. One of those is my coffee pot. So I'll grind my beans. I'll get my filter.
You're really grinding
there.
My beans.
I'll get the water ready and everything. But I don't know if it's just because I don't have any set time in which I do it. I just know I have to do it before I brush my teeth to go to bed. And so I don't know if it's just that weighing on me that makes it like I don't want to do it. But it's that, getting my coffee ready for the next day, and picking out my clothes for the next day also. I just don't know why I'm not excited to do those two things.
I'm with you, because we do all that the night before.
Yeah,
you know?
And I know I have really to good. Get it done. So yeah, just leading up to that, I'm always like, "Oh, I still need to make my coffee," you know? So that's mine.
That's pretty good. Janelle wrote in and said flossing. She's like, "I just can't stand flossing. That's the worst 5 minutes of my day, is standing there in front of the mirror trying to get all the steak out of my teeth." Thanks to Matt, who texted in and said, "I bet I know the worst 5 minutes of Jeremy's wife's day." Wink, wink. Oh, Matt, that's only 3 minutes.
That's good.
What's the worst 5 minutes of your day? There was an Amanda who wrote in and said, "Watering all my plants in the house." She's a crazy plant lady. Okay, all right. That's fine. Hi, Celeste.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, we're super dupes. What's the worst part of the worst 5 minutes of your day?
So we have a puppy, and he's great. He's crate trained. He has yet to have an accident in the house, knock on wood. But he's like clockwork, and I always know that right after eating dinner, he needs to go out and go potty. Mm-hmm. But there's like a 15-minute time period in between. And those 15 minutes, he's in the house. And the worst, or I guess in this case, we could say 5 minutes, the worst 5 minutes are waiting in anticipation and making sure that he's not going in the house.
That he's not going in the house? Is that what you said? Your phone cut out. She's over there pacing. You're like, oh, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Oh, Celeste, you're funny.
Nothing more humbling than chasing an animal around with a bag, though, right?
Or like, a potty or pad or something.
Exactly. Like, I'm ready for it.
Celeste, thank you for the call. It kind of dropped there on us there at the end. Julie actually wrote in with something similar. The worst 5 minutes of my day is trying to leave the dog park. At the very end, my dog suddenly acts like he's being removed forever, and he bolts. I got to chase him around for about 5 minutes to get him out of the dog park.
Oh, I see that.
Dogs are jerks.
You're not coming back if we... Like,
I'm out of here. Here is Cassie. Hey, Cassie.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, we're just chilling. We've been sitting here waiting for you to call all morning, you know.
Hey.
Jeez.
Well, I'm so glad I called in. I'm glad I can make your day.
Yeah,
so finally.
Your day.
Finally, thank you. So, Cassie, I got to ask you, what's the worst 5 minutes of your day?
You know, I'm kind of on the same lines as Shelly with the kids thing, except instead of putting on sunscreen, I got three kids and getting out of the house. It kind of, sometimes it takes more than 5 minutes, but getting out of the house, it's the worst. I got one kid I have to remind to always put on her glasses. I got another kid putting shoes on the wrong feet. I got another kid who's crying because I want to bring my toy or I want to bring my jacket, whatever. And it's like, no, it's not. You don't need your jacket. It's like 80 degrees outside. So, yeah.
Kids are jerks.
They're
just like dogs.
Especially early in the morning. Why are they always on one when it comes to like leaving the house, getting to a place? That's
right.
When their whole world falls
right.
apart and you need to fix it, right?
Why are you only wearing one shoe right
every
now?
Every time.
I'm hungry.
I can't imagine three, Cassie. I had one and we had fights about her socks almost every time we left the house. So I can't imagine.
Lord help you.
Three. Jeez.
That's been one of the best parts of this job, Cassie, is I'm hard at work while Nick Nack is home. Dealing with the kids all these years. Definitely one of the perks. But yeah, your mama bear on duty. That's a good one. We we appreciate
I'm sure a lot of people can relate. Yeah,
absolutely.
Of course.
Yeah, you have a good day, Cassie.
You as well.
Okay, bye.
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 Jared wrote in and said, the worst 5 minutes of my day, me sitting in my F-250 trying to fold up the windshield sunshade and get it back in the case after work. Probably one of those spring-loaded, you know, those windshield the sun shades.
Yes.
Trying to get one of those back into its shape and into, like, a little case. That's funny. It's the worst 5 minutes of his day.
Like folding a fitted sheet every day. Like, I don't want to do that.
That's pretty good. I didn't put a name. Worst 5 minutes of my day, having to open the app that tracks my new teenage driver. Oh, it's Robert. Here's Robert. Opening the app that has to track my teenage driver and watching him to get to work that's about 5 minutes away. I stress like crazy. And that's from Robert.
Felt that.
That's a heavy 5 minutes.
Man.
I'll just wing this one. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Kieran.
Hey, Kieran. All right, buddy. Tell us, what's the worst 5 minutes of your day?
Okay, so I work in Castle Rock, and I do a lot of driving for my job. And every dang morning or every dang afternoon, whether it just is 5 minutes, there's this intersection every time that definitely should have a light that is just a hazard to any and all people in the vicinity. And it's terrifying trying to make a left or a right turn because there is no regard for human life whatsoever.
Oh, my God, dude. This sounds intense.
Man.
So what do you do? Just like Jesus take the wheel, close your eyes and gun it?
Oh, yeah. Move or you're going to be sitting there for a while. You might as well get comfortable.
You got to be aggressive with your driving at that intersection is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I would say assertive to be a little more politically correct.
Assertive, okay.
Jesus take the wheel. What kind of car are you in?
It would be my personal car going in or out of work, but then... I pick up customer cars as well, so I just it's kind of difficult. Okay, now do I want to make it or do I want to sit there for 5 minutes?
Right. I feel like if you were rolling out in like an F-350, you'd be fine. You can make the room. But if you're rolling around in a Mini Cooper, dude, Lord help you.
you got to weigh your options a
little bit. That's right. You certainly do. Hey, man, appreciate the call. Thanks for chatting with us.
Yeah, of course. Later.
Later, dude. You guys are funny. Thanks for your calls and comments.